This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ray Fittipaldo, an hour from now, 45 minutes from right now, midweek morning mouth off. We'd love doing that. Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl? Simple question, but we want a long and a involved answer as to that. Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl? Midweek morning mouth off. Dunkin', right now, go grab it. It's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We are that Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Aaron Rodgers, Pat McAfee. They sat down. They had some things to talk about. Rodgers talking about a decision.
Yeah, it's a real thing, 100%. And that's why I think it's going to be important to get through this week, and then to take my my isolation retreat, and just to be able to contemplate all things my future, and then make a decision that I feel like is best for me moving forward, and in the highest interest of my happiness, and then move forward.
What's isolation retreat? We're just going into a cave?
Are you not going to talk? You're not going to speak? One of those things?
Yeah, is it just you in there? Ooh. And if you're just in there alone, do you know how many days you're in there? Are you taking an iPad, a book? Are we able to reach you?
What?
Is there good
It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
What? You go to Alaska?
Not Alaska, no. I've been to Alaska. That's a beautiful state. Beautiful. That's a lot.
Are you locked in?
Where is it?
You're not locked in. No, you can leave. If you you can't do it, you can just walk out the door. But it's a darkness retreat. Wow. And I've had, a number of friends who've done it and had some profound experiences. And it's something that's been on my radar for a few years now. And I felt like it'd be awesome to do regardless of where I was leaning.
Okay. What do we make of all this? I don't know. I'm probably too hard on Aaron Rodgers, but he seems to be the ultimate, at least this is just for me. And this is opinion. Everything is opinion that we talk about. I don't know how much of a deep thinker or eccentric that he really is. To me, he comes across, and I could be dead wrong, he comes across as somebody that does things like this ayahuasca or whatever the heck he did last year, where you throw up and you go to the bathroom and you just clean yourself all out, or this isolation retreat or whatever, not because he truly wants to do it or he finds this epiphany in it, but because he wants people to say, wow, this guy's really cool and eccentric and quirky. That's just what he comes across to me as. I don't know how out there he really is or how much he wants people to say, wow, that guy's different than everyone else.
Yeah, like I'm not a guy that's against anybody doing what they have to do to get their mind right. Like, you can do whatever you want. You're your own person. I don't judge you. You can do whatever you want. But this definitely screams, look at me. Look at me. I'm Aaron Rodgers. And don't look at what happened this year that I did on the field. And look at what I'm doing differently than everybody else so I can get my mind right. I mean, honestly, though, darkness, like, don't you think darkness is, like, the opposite of, like, getting your mind right? Isn't darkness kind of, like, bad? Like, whenever you're in a dark
place?
They say
it's supposed to deprive you of sensory distractions so you can find more within yourself. Aaron Rodgers likes to be different just for the sake of being different. That's what it is, I think. Look, if he feels like it works for him, fine. Like you said, Doran, I'm not going to begrudge anybody whatever their practices are to try and get in the right headspace, but it very much strikes me that Aaron Rodgers likes to be different just for the sake of being different.
I will. What a dope. I mean, it's just big time. Look at me. Look at me. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I do things different. I was dating a girl who brushes her teeth with clay because, well, I'm Aaron Rodgers. Meanwhile, she was a Hollywood starlet, and he dated Olivia Munn. He's not counterculture. He is, in his mind, counterculture. He is everybody else. He is every, not to lump all you guys in a box store. He is every, I'm going to go out with the famous women. I'm going to do this. This guy's a fraud.
There's no chance he's retiring the same year as Brady either, because he can't go and stand on that Hall of Fame. He can't stand at the Hall of Fame the same time. Also, where's the energy? And I might be wrong here. But where's the same energy for the people that killed LeBron for the decision, saying it's all about him, it's all about people wanting to pay attention to LeBron? Oh, him and Jim Gray, and man, he's making a spectacle of this. Where's the same energy for people killing Aaron Rodgers that was there for LeBron? You know, people just blasted LeBron when he said, well, I'm going to do this. And then him and Jim Gray sat there. He sat in those studio chairs, and he said, well, I'm going home, or whatever decision it was that time. But people smashed LeBron. I'm not saying one's right or one's the other or one's wrong. But if you were out against LeBron, don't you have to be out against Aaron Rodgers?
For sure. I mean, for sure. I mean, he's obviously making it about himself, not making it about his team or the Green Bay Packers. I don't even think that – I personally don't think that he's going to play for the Green Bay Packers. I think he's going to go somewhere else. But if you're going to go out there and go against LeBron, what he did, you absolutely have to do the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Now, isn't like a situation like this – see, like, whenever somebody does this and yes. it's extravagant, doesn't that mean, and tell me if I'm wrong here, doesn't that mean that things are going bad or not going good? It's almost like rehab, right? What are you rehabbing? What is so bad? Is it bad in Green Bay? Is your life bad? Like, what is going on?
Right. Why do you need that extended amount of time to come to a decision that should probably come back to you or right. come to you pretty quickly?
Right. Like, this isn't like it's football.
Well, because again, it's all about look at me. It's all about Aaron Rodgers keeping himself in the conversation, because, you know, all of this is calculated. It's so calculated, down to dropping a little comment about the Raiders during that Pro-Am golf tournament over the weekend. He knows exactly what he's doing at every turn in order to keep people engaged with him and his story so that there will be talk about him. That's all this comes down to. I'm going to be the guy that's different. I'm going to be the guy that tells you about ayahuasca. I'm going to be the guy that tells you about a darkness retreat. Oh, I heard the Raiders are interested. I mean, it's classic look at me behavior.
I don't begrudge any player taking their own destiny into their own hands and doing whatever they think is best for them. So LeBron James, I had zero problem with it. Actually, I loved it because he ripped the hearts out of Cleveland in a way that Pittsburgh could never do. So I did dig that portion of it. It's the same thing for me with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, make the decision that's best for you. You haven't won a championship since 2010. There's been a lot of underachieving. If you think a change of scenery is needed, okay, by all means. And if you feel like being in a dark box is what gets you there, whatever. But I don't begrudge anybody for doing what they want to do. I do think he's a liar and a loser and a fraud, but Hey, make your own decision. I'm not going to kill you for trying to get out of Green
Bay. Well, some people say, well, LeBron got killed because he turned his back on his home. LeBron was not killed just for the decision to leave. LeBron got killed for the process, for making it a TV, made-for-TV thing, mm-hmm. for protracting it out, for doing that, for not just... So people are saying... Some people who say, well, LeBron got crushed for leaving Cleveland. No. He got crushed when he announced that he was doing the decision.
Yeah, for the way he left
Cleveland. For just the spectacle of it. Mm-hmm. Where's that same energy for Aaron Rodgers? It's cute because it's on Pat McAfee's show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
because he's a hippie weirdo.
Right. Yeah. And he really isn't. That's the other thing. I got nothing personal against the guy. But here's what Aaron Rodgers is. Aaron Rodgers is the guy whose friend had an extra Grateful Dead ticket, and he went and bought one tie-dye and heard Touch of Grey and tells people he's a deadhead. And he's not. But
he's got
not.
That hemp poncho,
right,
Colin.
But he thinks he is. And that's the part that's so weird to me. Like, if he was truly immersed in this lifestyle and this thing, he'd be a lot more like Jay Cutler or whatever. Isn't that the dude that just, like, went off to, or... If you're really immersed in something, you do something like Pat Tillman did,
mm-hmm.
and you just roll out.
Or or if you're immersed in all of this sort of alternative medicine, if you want to call it that, the ayahuasca and the darkness retreat, I understand. He agrees to go on Pat's show. Pat asks some questions. The guys ask him questions, and he's just answering them, right? But wouldn't you be more reclusive if you were truly trying to find peace, right?
Why tell everybody?
Well, right. Exactly.
Just see you when you get back.
Yeah. Right. I'll get back to you in March or whenever I got to let Green Bay know what I'm doing, and then we'll move on from there. I'd like to have time for myself. You don't need to tell us that you want to have time for yourself 4 days in a dark room. Just go take the time for yourself.
He's the phoniest of phonies, yeah.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Think. I think. I mean, again, I could be wrong. I'm paid to give my opinion. That's my opinion on Aaron Rodgers. Phoniest of phonies.
And he's a terrible underachiever as well, because before Patrick Mahomes was walking this earth in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform, a lot of folks said this is the most talented quarterback to have ever lived, and my man's gone to one Super Bowl. He's won one championship. And I realize it's a team sport, no question, but if you're that good, and he won back-to-back MVPs as an old man, basically, if you're that good, you got to get back there again. So I think he's fraudulent on the field and off the field.
Did Brady do something of the same thing, like this past year, whenever he left for 2 weeks and went on a vacation, quote-unquote vacation? Is this like – is Brady somewhat enabling Aaron Rodgers?
Maybe, but Brady got a lot of rings.
Yeah.
And Brady, I think his was more of a power play on Bruce Arians, right? He wanted to get the perfect situation for himself if he was going to come back.
The Packers don't even know if they want Rodgers back. That's the other thing. It's not like you have an organization that is like, man, we really want you. We really need you. Do we even know that organizationally they want Aaron Rodgers back?
I don't think they do.
Right. Right.
I don't think they do.
There would be nothing better than him disappearing in a cave for 4 days in the darkness and coming out, and Brian Gutekunst goes, no, you're good.
What did you do all that for?
Yeah, you're good. We got Jordan Love over here.
Yeah, I mean, he's held that organization hostage for a couple of years now. And this year, there were diminishing returns.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. The whole act, look, God bless Pat McAfee for milking this. God bless him for getting all those hits, and God bless him for getting him as a guest and making a ton out of this. He has absolutely started from the total bottom and made a gigantic career out of this. I don't begrudge Pat one bit or any of the dudes that work with him. They are absolutely great, and they are on top of our field. But Aaron Rodgers is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Fake as can be. Good on them for getting him, though, and keep milking this train.
Yeah.
But it is...
It's great for their show.
How long could you spend in a dark room with nothing else? 4 days? Nothing?
But the sun's going to come out, so it's just overnight.
Is it?
Oh, I think it's 4 days sensory deprivation.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't. How do you see? How do you go to the bathroom? How do you eat?
These are all wonderful questions.
I think that's part of the thing.
That's why it's not real.
You don't have to eat for 4 days.
You don't have to eat for 4 days. This guy's, how big is Aaron Rodgers? He can't starve himself for 4 days.
Didn't he say they like slide food through a slot or something?
I think that they do, yeah.
Wait, so
solitary.
It's all day?
For 4 days?
It's multiple days.
It's an internal room with no windows.
Total darkness.
Mm-hmm. Just go to jail.
You do get to see eventually because your rods and cones get all worked out in your eyes. Like, it ain't that dark forever. Your eyes adjust.
I question that he's even doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Big event in sports last evening. Gigantic event in sports, actually. We get into that. And Crowley, you were spooked. You were. You saw something on the news this morning. We were watching. By the way, our young lady that was on ABC Overnight News has disappeared. Has she been kidnapped?
It is devastating news.
Yes, there was one of the best-looking people that Crowley has ever seen that used to be on the Overnight News. We don't even know what her name is. I don't know what her name is. She disappeared, though, like 2 weeks ago. She's not been on the news since. Anyway, we were watching that show. Something came on that television station as we were getting ready for the show today, and you went, I am afraid of that. But I think it serves a great function. We'll tell you what that is coming up in just a little bit. Midweek Morning Mouth Off, 7:45. Who you got to win the Super Bowl? Let's have a nice chat about that. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. QC Kinetics there for you right now. Your body hurts, right? Your shoulders, your knees, your elbows, your hips, all of it. QC Kinetics wants to help you out. Powerful healing agents, highly concentrated from your own body. They can all be treated, your shoulders, your elbows, your hips, with natural biologics from your own body. QC Kinetics is the place. Two great locations right here in Western Pennsylvania. Joint pain doesn't just keep you from doing what you love. It affects your job, your relationships, simple things like getting dressed in the morning. If you're tired of steroid shots that don't work, or if you're trying to avoid surgery, call QC Kinetics and do that right now. Schedule your free consultation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.